Hi, and welcome to the Perinatal Quality Collaborative of North Carolina podcast. I'm Keith Cochran, and I'm here with Karen Metzger. This podcast is part of the Sum of the Parts series. Karen's here to help me get a better understanding of quality improvement, and I thought it might be fun to share these conversations with y'all. Karen, why are we calling it the Sum of the Parts series?
Keith, you may be familiar with the old adage, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. While this may be true, sometimes to stop and consider the definitions or implications of these parts adds clarity to complex issues in our work.
And what part are we going to talk about today?
Let's start with data. Deciding what data you need to collect requires that you identify your aim. The aim of research, for instance, is to discover new knowledge. In healthcare, the aim of quality improvement is providing the best care possible for every patient, every time. In both bodies of work, data is critical. If you agree with that, I want to tell you some striking differences. Data serves these two aims and how we collect it.
Wait, isn't research data and quality improvement data really the same thing?
Well, here's one difference. Since the aim of research is new knowledge, test observability is controlled or blinded, so that the patient's or investigator's beliefs do not change the outcome. However, when you're improving the quality of care you're providing, you are not focused on new knowledge. You're focused on eliminating variations in care based on provider preference rather than on patient need. Or you may be focused on eliminating waste or rework. In any case, you test your hypothesis using the model for improvement, observe the intervention directly, use the data that you collect, and plan your next test. The work could not move forward if it were not observable.
Okay. How about an example?
Sure. When we knew surfactant was safe and ready to prove or disprove its effectiveness, we needed a randomized controlled trial. We needed a large number of patients, and we needed equipoise. Equipoise allows the investigators to hold the hypothesis that this is likely a useful treatment, but to be open to the fact that it may not. Equipoise is needed to ensure that the results are not contaminated by anyone involved. Hundreds of patients were treated before the study ended, and providers learned that surfactant was effective in the newborn to treat premature lung disease. That's data for research. By contrast, to improve care for surgical patients, a team decided to focus on ensuring antibiotic administration no more than 1 hour before incision. The first hypothesis, the pre-op nurse will give the antibiotic, is tested, and when reviewing the data, it was noted that in 3 of 10 cases, more than 1 hour elapsed before the incision. A second hypothesis, that someone in the operating room, say the anesthesiologist, should give the antibiotic, was then tested. By conducting an observable test and using the model for improvement, we can move closer to providing excellent care to every patient.
That's pretty interesting and clear as well, but that's all we have time for today.
Next time, let's talk about data related to sample size and bias.
Great. I'm Keith Cochran.
And I'm Karen Metzger.
And this has been Sum of the Parts. Thanks for listening. For more information, visit us on the web at www.pqcnc.org.